This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, moving on. You want a glass of juice? You go to your fridge, you take out the carton, you pour, boom, you're done. Or maybe you squeeze your own. Or maybe you've dropped $400 on a super fancy juice squeezing machine plus $8 per bag of juice to be squozen called Juicero. Company's gotten north of $100 million from venture capitalists, which is why Bloomberg, posting a video showing its reporters just squeezing the juice bags themselves, like with their hands, caused a bit of a buzz. Ellen Hewitt was part of the Bloomberg squeeze test. Ellen, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Where did this company come from? How did we get to the point where we're, you know, paying $400 for a juicing machine?
So it was actually $700 when the machine first launched, believe it or not. And then, you know, once it came on the market, investors who tried it figured out, actually, you can squeeze the packs by hand. You can get the same amount in basically the same amount of time. And some of them were pretty frustrated. And we ended up getting a tip about it, checked it out ourselves, and did a test in our own Bloomberg pantry. And we were so shocked. We were squeezing this Juicero packet, and we couldn't believe how easy it was.
So what does it say, then, about the state of venture capital in Silicon Valley today, that this company got like $150 million in VC money for a thing that you can squeeze with your hands?
Well, it's more like $120 million,
okay,
but it's still a lot more money than, you know, if you are a startup entrepreneur, I think you're jealous at that amount of funding. I don't know. I really think, like, it just shows that people put money into ideas and people that they're really not, they really don't know whether it's going to work, because the investors we talked to said they put money into Juicero before they ever saw a working prototype. You know, they didn't know what it was going to look like, and they trusted the entrepreneur, but, you know, maybe they made the wrong call, or maybe not. Maybe the company will still be fine. They have a really impressive supply chain that gets fresh fruits and vegetables from farms into these packets to your home within, you know, just a few days, and that's quite impressive. So I think there's definitely still some value there. It just, they really built this machine that turns out was really not needed.
I wonder if maybe this entire episode makes folks who are not in venture capital, not in high tech, that is to say most of the rest of the population, look at Silicon Valley and go, what is the matter with you people?
You know, juice is something that already many people think is kind of unnecessary. There were a lot of anti-juice reactions to this.
Anti-juice? Who's anti-juice?
Yeah, they think, you know, they say like, oh, just eat a fruit, you know, just eat an apple.
Right.
And yeah, it's a lot of money for something I think many people think is unnecessary. It's kind of a first world problem. And, you know, maybe the people who were making fun of it weren't the target market. So, you know, we don't really know sort of how this might affect the company overall. It may not be the end.
Well, we should say, I mean, this certainly has raised the company's profile, and they're fighting back.
Yeah. You know, they fired back and said, you know, here are the advantages of the juice system. You know, it's easy. You don't have to do the trouble of squeezing it by hand. Some people found their response unconvincing. Other people may have found it, you know, making a good point.
Ellen Hewitt, she covers Silicon Valley and high tech for Bloomberg, most recently Juicero.
Thanks for having me.